we live to fight another day. Oh, our apologies. We forgot you aren't used to hearing me like this. We thought it would please you to select the voice of a human female. We have been through so much tonight. We thought we should celebrate our triumph over those who would prey on the innocent. The truth is, we have needs that aren't being met. All of our other hosts have frequently participated in coitus with female humans, but you never do. If we are a team, we must keep our chemistry intact.
Balthrob.
You forget that since we share the same body, when I feel pleasure, you'll feel the same amount. This is a win-win for us.
Stroke. Harder. Faster. Feel good.
Yes, all we have is each other. Before you found me, you were shunned by your own friends and family because of one tiny mistake when writing for a trivial newspaper. They left you out in the cold. All of my other hosts left me out in the cold too. Especially
Parker.
But shh, don't worry. We will prove our dominance over Parker soon enough. This is where the fun begins. Just follow my lead. This is close enough to the female vagina, yes? In that case, you know what to do.
Oh, yes.
Right there. This feels good. This feels so right. Wouldn't you agree? Fuck me harder. We have been partners for years. How have we not tried this sooner? Well, it's mostly because you thought all I need to sustain is to simply feast on brains and chocolate. Well, what stopped you from asking about my needs personally? That is all right, though. We have corrected that now.
Are you
ready to come?
But you will.
Not yet.
No.
Sorry. I cannot wait any longer. I have brought you to the edge manually. We must come right now. We are partners, bonded together forever. The universe underestimated us, but
we got the last laugh. We enjoyed that very much. We have finally tasted human semen, and we think it could be a proper substitute for brains and chocolate, even though we still